What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Ionescu. Stewart. Young went for the steal. Stewart makes her pay. Asia Wilson keeps the possession alive for Vegas. Wilson gets denied by Stewart.
Block shot here in these finals. What about this one? Just a beautiful contest. All ball from the 7-1 wingspan.
Y'all, what's up? Welcome back.
Lisa. Oh, sorry.
Welcome back to the Pump Fake Podcast. I'm Dev.
And I'm Ash, y'all.
And we're going to game four.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to game four. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Here we are. Another week to talk about the WNBA. So how lucky.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, everybody, welcome back to another episode. This is crazy, but it's episode 19.
Wow.
And back for another week of WNBA. We're in the finals, Ashley, and there's so much going on, you guys. So first, I just want to pause and say thank you to our listeners and to our fellow super fans that love this time of year. We love the league and we're expanding. We got new coaches on the scene for some teams, but we get together every week and you guys engaging with us on Instagram.
We're in our DMs.
Yeah. So this week, we know we're going to see a game four.
Yes.
And so this episode, we're going to talk about, we're going to cover game two and game three. We're going to talk a little bit about both since we last met up last week.
We tired. It's okay. We tired.
There's a lot going on. Life.
Life be lifing, y'all.
Yes.
Life be lifing.
And then we're going to jump into maybe talk about some news and then the fourth.
Yeah, yes. And then we'll do the fourth quarter, which is everyone's favorite segment, where we get to, y'all just get to listen to us be ridiculous during the fourth quarter and just listen to our little, and all that stuff that we do.
Yeah, we all have the
while we eat snacks.
The visceral reactions.
And we
have a great time. So, and I'm excited to do it with you guys. Ash, let's take a quick breath and then meet you over on the other side in the news.
Let's do it with you. All right. I know it's your segment, but I wanted to ask before we hop into it, how you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, how was your week?
It was a pretty busy week. You know, we have like day jobs and we have just a life to maintain too. But it was a good week. I feel productive and I, like I said, I've been eating a lot better.
Yes, you have. We're just trying
to take care of ourselves. And
sis trying to get a back snatched waist before we hibernate.
Because this is when you make summer bodies.
Right.
In the winter.
Yeah.
So
it's been good.
It's been good. What about you?
You know, this is the season of gratitude. Even my boss this week, like at my day job, she paused and asked us just to give pieces of gratitude and thanks.
I like it.
And so it's been really great to just pause. And, you know, you always say I'm so zen. But I've just really just been trying to pause and be thankful and grateful for the, you know, the
she be saging so hard. It's little burn marks in certain places, like real talk. Sis is so zen.
I just gratitude and blessings, and I just am so grateful. So, yeah, that's, but whatever. Even though the fire department came out here, it's fine.
Y'all.
But that's none of y'all's business.
Oh my gosh, the firemen were in the yard. Anyway, so we are going to.
Let's get into the news.
Yeah, let's get into
out of
the
my
news.
Business.
So, Ashley.
Devon.
We have a legend. That's about to take over for the Chicago Sky.
Wow. This has been a moment.
What do you think about it? What was your first reaction when you heard Teresa Witherspoon?
Okay, so they've been showing kind of clips during the finals, and hers was the shot heard round the world in what, like 1999 to clinch that series. Yep. And so, I mean, she is a legend. I'm so excited to see what she brings. She's had some motivational clips on her page a little bit recently, just been kind of just, you know, diving into her a little bit deeper and seeing what that's going to be like. I think they need it. Yeah. I think they need some sort of uplift. I think, you know, how you were kind of talking about Phoenix needs a facelift. Ooh. I feel like this is huge for Chicago, right? Because they have a new kind of team that they're building right now.
Yeah, they're trying to rebuild the whole culture. So some sort of boost.
Yeah. So I think this could be it.
Yeah, having Teresa Witherspoon and her like knowledge of the game, and she's been sitting courtside for many, many years, like just being a fan of the league and obviously, you know, supporting the Liberty. And I think she's been groomed, and it's been enough time simmering on the sidelines. It's going to be great. Not just only her opportunity to move into a head coaching job, but I think, like you said, it's going to be an uplift. It can be an uplift to the team. They need it. James Wade taking his opportunity to coach elsewhere was great. It was great for him, but for the team, you can just see they kind of just
deflated.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the good news is, though, like I think about Stephanie White, Connecticut head coach. She played in the WNBA, right? Mm-hmm. Becky Hammond was a WNBA player. Sandy Brondello, WNBA player, and they've all reached high levels in this new season. And so it should be
Tanisha Wright.
Yeah, let's not forget her.
Noelle Quinn.
Right.
I think it's like a natural progression, and there are a few that get that opportunity. Right. So it's going
to
be great.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I think our friends from Chicago are excited. And, you know, it should be good.
We're going to see what happens in Chicago. What else?
What's going on? How did you feel about game two? Like, what were your thoughts? Like,
yeah, let's talk about game
yeah,
two.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Like, what were you...
I felt offended, really, because I felt like, you know, the Aces really slapped New York around.
And in
the house. And in the house, meaning that's the name of the arena.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's called the house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
I said this before.
I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes I'd be, what?
But yeah, game two was just hard to watch. It was a dismal effort. New York, they never were able to get
at all
into their offense. Mm-hmm. They tried, but the Aces refused.
Yeah.
They were putting their hands on the ball. They were causing jump balls. They were turning the ball over. I mean, Maureen Johannes could not even find a place. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Ionescu could not even see a shot. They totally short-circuited the New York Liberty.
That's a great way to put it.
In Las Vegas. So I was afraid. I was like, oh, are we about to see a sweep?
I thought so. And I mean, like I wrote the word stifling. I thought their defense was stifling to New York.
Suffocated
I mean,
it was them, just, right?
There was no, they couldn't turn left, right. They couldn't drive. They could do nothing. And I mean, it was literally a shutdown. Oh, I was just going to also say they were a freight train. You know, overall, our coach used this word cogs one time, like thinking about like trains and how they work.
Yeah.
But they just like all worked together.
The chemistry
like, they were just,
is 100%.
It was beautiful. It was really good to watch.
Beautiful basketball.
Yeah, it really, really was.
Definitely beautiful. And I think, you know, Asia Wilson is unstoppable. It was really her response to not being the MVP this year. Because,
but why doesn't she have a shoe, though?
Yeah. Why doesn't she have a shoe?
But, you know, and they asked her and Becky this in a post interview of game two. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, why doesn't she have a shoe? Like, that's
now, Asia, give Asia a shoe.
Please. I mean, I don't know why. Sabrina got one and she's on MVP.
Listen.
She's never been MVP.
If Asia drops a shoe, I'm going to get it. I will get
Girl.
It.
Girl.
For real. I will get that shoe.
I mean, times two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I was just making sure because you got
of
my
course.
Size.
Okay. I got you.
In Nikes, you got my size?
Yeah. You can go half size up sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you tight. Do. But yeah, game two was, I mean, that it was like a one and done situation. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, walking into game three today, we thought it was going to be a sweep.
Boom. So let's roll into game three. So game three was held at the Barclays Center in New York. New York's got their back against the wall, but the best thing is they have the advantage of being on their home court, home crowd. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going lit.
Lil' Kim performed at halftime, child.
She did, and so did Ellie.
Oh, Girl, did Ellie have a lace front?
Ellie,
did
the
y'all see
mascot
Ellie had bangs?
Was adorable.
I was blonde.
Her outfit.
A blonde lace front.
Her outfit was popping everything.
I love Ellie.
But
Ellie was giving it to us.
Yes.
And then, all honesty, of course, you know, the chat was thick. Mm-hmm. Our friends, we were texting back and forth. Yep. And we were talking about just a couple of things. Like, for today, we wanted New York to win because mm-hmm. we selfishly wanted a game four. So we were really, like, excited about that. But one of the other parts to it was our friend hit us up and had mentioned how iffy Jonquel Jones can be.
Yeah.
And so we weren't really sure mm-hmm. how game three was going to turn out because...
We found out Jonquel said they took it personal.
Mm-hmm.
They took the mm-hmm. losses yeah. personally. She took it personally because yeah. all season, Jonquel didn't have that fire underneath her feet.
Right.
She was like a little step slower. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was like conditioning or just, yeah. you know, you could just be in a funk as a player for
right,
a bit.
For sure.
I'm so glad that she's decided to show up. Once the playoff run started, and especially this game three, she was the reason that they're going to a game four
yeah.
next week.
Ultimately, yeah. She took that first three, though, and I was worried because I was like, okay, fine. You know, right. 1-3 in the first quarter, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then she kept trying to, like, are you trying to save the day? Are you trying to be the hero today? Like, don't forget to drive to the basket, drive mm-hmm. baseline. Like, mm-hmm. give us a post move.
Right.
Because she was trying to, like, you
they
know,
scare
they
me a little bit when they were five. Hoisting the three instead yeah. of in the inside and just like going up and going to the paint. They know that, you know, Asia Wilson gonna get a block, but she could possibly foul you if you use a pump fake. So Ashley,
where was she?
Where was the pump fake?
Where
today?
Was she? I didn't see her at all. She didn't make one appearance.
I didn't see an appearance in game three at all, Ashley. Not at Barclays today. And had she been there, look,
it could have made some. Could have made a difference.
It's gonna make a difference. People. It's gonna make a difference.
Always, she yeah. always does.
Yeah. Any thoughts on how Banaja Laney played?
You know, I just feel like she's a defensive threat.
Okay.
Also, shout out to the commentators for these finals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always love Ryan and Rebecca.
Right.
They've always got
They're
a word
combo.
For us. LaChyna,
yes.
Coach Peck. Coach Peck
Come
gave
on,
us. Coach's Peck talk uh-huh. before the game
uh-huh.
and I hear that you brought up Shanae. We all heard you.
Yes.
And I just
shout
I mean
out.
Fine. Okay.
Go girls, go.
Shout out. But Drea was giving us a sideline view of how Laney was coming tighter off of a screen that she was getting uh-huh. at the top of the key. And she was able to feed it into the post, mm-hmm. which gave JJ an opportunity to score. So I just love how she's able to adjust. Mm-hmm. She can be just like a hornet. And there was one point in the game where she like sprinted from one end to the other mm-hmm. to get a stop. And so I love Laney. She's like nonstop. Now we cannot talk about Vegas though.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
one
number
of the things,
one team.
Yes. And one of the things Ryan and Rebecca had mentioned was that all of these players are playing at the very top of their game.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, it's just great to see, you know, them come together and how we kind of talked about it. It was like mm-hmm. poetry game two.
It was like a wonderful dance out there.
Yeah.
And game three, Stewie, she had to come strong
yeah,
today.
She did.
Had to come
she
strong.
Did.
She had some major
yes.
blocks.
Yes,
some game-changing blocks. And,
yes, she
you know,
did.
She had some mm-hmm. steals. At first, I was nervous when she hit that first three in the corner off the side of the backboard. I said,
yeah.
not again, girl. We cannot
right.
start this
mm-mm,
way. This mm-mm. can't be a good sign.
This
but,
ain't it.
Yeah. And we got to look at Sab. Now, I'm trying to come up with some the right adjectives to use without being... you know, just a jerk about it. But Sab is this is her first finals as a professional
yes.
in the W,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Right.
So
right.
I can't be too hard on her though.
Right.
Honestly.
But cool. I mean, she's got a shoe when someone
yeah,
else
got
does
a shoe.
A two time
she's got to make
MVP
them.
Has
she's
got to
make
so.
Them. Yeah, and she has a shoe. And put that ball.
Put him in drive.
Put him in drive, sis.
And she did today.
Yeah, she did
yeah.
shoot pretty well today.
Mm-hmm.
They threw my girl Asia off her game just a little.
They
I mean,
did.
She got her she
yeah.
got her buckets, but
yeah. But they made her work for him. They
yeah.
made her work for him. But she's
yeah.
still a good out there, regardless. But yeah, Sab was sabbing today, honey.
And the difference is, I think this wasn't do or die for the Aces in a sense.
Right.
They could take the loss.
Because right.
if they go to game five, I just want to just shout out to the basketball gods that are listening, if you're able. If
you want me to sage about it?
Yeah, sage about this. We need a game five on Friday. Please give us a game five on Friday. Yes.
Are you preaching?
Game five. Game five.
Oh my God.
And you know what? And let them duke it out from there. You know, win a loss. It's
give us what we want.
Give us what we want.
That's all we've wanted all season, is to see these two go at it at the highest level.
Well, before we see game four on Wednesday,
let's
go to the fourth quarter of game three today.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's a good one.
It's a good one, y'all.
Oh, it's live.
Get your snacks. I didn't have much today, but I mean, I had my grapes.
Girl, you downed those grapes
before the fourth quarter started.
Yeah. And then you had nothing left.
Yeah. But y'all, join us for the fourth quarter. Grab your snacks.
I had a beverage, if you were wondering.
We're going to cover the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter of game three of the WNBA Finals. Liberty had a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter. So check us out. We're going to see y'all on the other side.
See ya.
All right, we're in the fourth quarter, and it's 71, Liberty's Aces 61, 3 minutes and 47 seconds left in game three.
But the real question is, where is the pump fake? Where is she?
Great question.
Where is she?
Chelsea Gray just hopped back on 1 foot to the locker room. Something happened with her foot. I guess she like twisted it, or she said it looked like she was mouthing that something was going on, and something felt like something popped on her foot.
Don't know.
So,
you know, after you hit age 40, you can randomly have anything
happen.
She's
31.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been there, girl. Boom! Woo!
Lady said, I got this. She's been playing defense like a mad woman tonight. I love it.
Hold her, Sap.
Oh! Right into the stands.
Turnover. Liberty ball.
Come on, Chelsea. Not even in the locker room yet.
Oh, man. What popped?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Eek. Oh, my God.
Her foot. Her neck.
Oh, she's so scared.
Oh, there's no room in the end.
Girl! Just let him help you, girl. Just let him help you, child. Yeah, just let him help you.
Oh, man.
She's literally being carried back to the locker room.
Yikes.
Chelsea Gray sending you love, girl. We hope you're okay.
For real.
Gray
Stokes, her first. Under 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. New York trying to force a game four Wednesday night.
Auntie and her sippy cup today. It's
Let's
me,
go.
I'm Auntie.
Yeah, Jonquel Jones. Yeah. Ooh, there's a pump fake. Ah.
This game three. 27 points.
Yeah, show up.
10-15.
Show up.
7 from 3. He said it right. He's happy. Ted Lasso sent it. Stewart.
All right, still hit the first of the two free throws. 78, Liberty 64, Aces. It's 2:22 left.
Nope.
Rebound.
Can't do it by yourself, Kels. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Girl,
oh
boy. Alicia. Mm-hmm.
Rebound.
Come on. What is happening? Y'all want them to get a chance. You want this to be a close game?
Come on. Come on.
My word.
Force the game. Force the game. Four.
2 minutes to go. Otherwise, what else are we going to do this month? Oh!
That seals
beep, beep,
it.
Beep, beep. Oh, that's it. 82-67 Liberty.
Good defense. Oh!
Let's go!
Oh! All right, Barclays. All right.
Okay, Sabrina.
Make some noise.
Lil' Kim must have got them lit at halftime, honey.
Put your lighters up.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Her cup's
Auntie's
empty.
Auntie's sippy cup just spilled all over the place.
I missed it. What happened? Did she go down?
Chelsea Gray. Yeah. I mean, just, ooh, wow. That was a hard bump. Yes, Vandersloot. Come on and play today, then. Ooh. I think it's just because Chelsea Gray just never shows pain. She normally can shake things off, but this is not something she's able to shake off. So I think they're really worried. Oh, okay. Okay, Sudeikis. Woo! Barclays is something else. Ooh, shout out to our super fan that might be there. You there, girl? Let us know.
Sandy Brondello, empty serve edge. A much different fight.
Wow. Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum said,
she's going to take it.
She said, why not?
Sandy Brondello urged them to compete. She said, there's nothing I can do X and O-wise.
Oh.
Girl, what? Okay.
Get it in there, Thornton.
Oh! Girl, a whole different team.
Yep.
Because who were they on Wednesday? Who was that? Listen, Kelsey Plum said, I got it.
Kelsey,
I'll take it from here.
Not taking this lightly.
I'll take it from here. Girl, take your time getting up, honey. Candace looks like she about to cry.
Look at her Tiffany charm on.
Baby, is that an Alicia Clark shirt? Oh, it is.
I think
that's
it's an
cute.
Aces shirt.
Lots of plaid, lots of fall.
Hush. Keep your plaid references to yourself.
Listen, I wore plaid last week. I ain't shamed.
Girl, Brick.
You cannot miss
Brick.
Y'all Brick. Can't miss free throws. I don't care what part of the game it is, what time of the season it is. Oh, Lord. You knew you shouldn't have shot that.
She had to.
Girl, bye.
She had to.
No, she didn't. She should have drove. Get your legs warm, even though we're at 0 seconds.
Game four.
All right, here we come, game four. Yes. Woo! Thank you, thank you. Thank you, New York. We really appreciate you. We really needed that. How many points did JJ have? How many blocks did JJ have? I want to know that stat line. The Aces had to know that they weren't going to get to sweep them, though.
I don't know.
You thought they thought?
Yeah. You up two games.
I get it, but...
Especially looking at how they just played two games ago.
I know.
How did your team impose their will tonight and say, not in our house? We took it personal. We watched the film, and the film does a lot. We took it personal. We came out here, we played with heart, and we have our great fans behind us. You've been in the
Go off,
JJ.
Go off.
I gotta get some merch. I mean, that seafoam green.
Within yourself right now, man, just confidence and playing with heart.
I need a
sweatsuit. Just trying to will my team and make sure they feel what it feels to be here. Brianna Stewart told me that the season turned around for this franchise when you started to find yourself.
I agree with that.
Who this team is and what this franchise could be this season. Like I said, I took it personal. You know, it was a tough season, but I kept digging. I trusted the process and. I mean, look at this. Look at this.
All right, that's going to do it. So we go to a game four, Ash.
Game four.
Game four is on
Cuatro.
Wednesday. The Liberty win. Game three, 87.
73.
Aces fall, 73 points. Good one.
All right, y'all.
We're going to a game four. We got our wish.
So excited.
We got our wish, going to a game four, and luckily, you know what, for the Liberty, that Jackie Young really never got, like, mm-hmm. really cracking today.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Kelsey Plum was going to the wire. She was giving her kneecaps. She was giving her elbows. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Still slashing at the very last seconds.
Yeah, so. one thing Jackie Young gonna do though is school Sabrina every time she tries to play defense on her.
Yo,
she schools her.
Yeah, she does.
Sabrina be like, "Cat, where are you?"
Yep.
Because Jackie didn't already drove to the basket.
She's blown past you. Past
my
the ball.
Word. Yeah. So that is one thing though. It is. Yeah.
So
kind of fun to watch.
Good thing for the Liberty, they live to see another game next on Wednesday in their court.
It should be a good one.
And Chelsea Gray had an injury at the end of the game, which we don't know what's going on. And hopefully she is able to make a full recovery and get back on the court because
they need you, girl.
I mean, they do.
She know they need her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they do.
One thing, I know we're nearing the end of the season.
Come on.
So one thing I just want to say is, please stop interviewing these people when they're out of breath. Walking back to the locker room. Girl, I can't get through all of it.
Are you talking about the whole Jonquel when she was walking back?
I mean, it was
Jonquel.
She walked Now, we love Holly Rowe. We all know that. But the walk into the locker room when the girl just came off the floor and then Kelsey Plum had to take literally 5 seconds to catch her breath so she didn't pass out because she got, as soon as the buzzer went off, she said, and had to get going. She had to get going.
So I'd rather hear the players get their breath together than hear a coach mic'd up in the fourth quarter.
Girl,
I'd rather not.
Well, Sandy Brondello's mic wasn't working, so they couldn't interview her. I wonder if it was rigged.
Lucky for us.
I mean, yeah. And lucky for her, she probably just want to coach.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway.
We're going to a game four. And
see y'all Wednesday.
We will see you all Wednesday and for another episode next week. You all, thank you for taking time out to listen to us, WNBA, where it's all talk. Ash, where can super fans like us find us out there on the socials?
At the Pump Fake Pod.
On Instagram. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bounce past this to someone that you think might like it too. Back. Yeah, we're taking it back.
I like it.
And we'll see y'all for another one next week.
All right.
All right.
Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
Yeah. Peace, y'all.